Why be stuck with one expensive car when you can enjoy all the fun and freedom of two fine Fords?
Today, more and more families are finding out how easy it is to become two Ford families.
You can choose Miss Lamore? Miss Lamore?
Yes. Who is it?
Miss Lamore, I'd like to interview you.
You want to steal from Hedy?
No, I'm a reporter.
That's what I mean. Go away.
We can't pay you for the interview.
Hedy Lamar doesn't like reporters. Reporters and critics, Hedy had battles with them all her life. But she likes your voice. It sounds familiar.
Will you open the door?
So you can snap her and expose Hedy as an ugly old hag?
I don't have a camera with me, just a notebook. I'm a reporter, but really a writer.
Hedy met a lot of writers in her time. Some bad, others worse, and most awful.
I'm one of the awful ones, I fear.
Ah, a sense of humor. You read her autobiography?
Yeah, sure.
Lots of lies, lots of truth. Lots of truthful lies. Lots of deceitful truths. But I'd like one day to write another, truer account of the life of Hedy Lamar.
Maybe I could help you. Ghostwrite it.
Ghosts. My life is full of them.
I want to start by telling about the woman behind the mask, the intelligent girl who went out there and kicked ass in Hollywood, but was at the same time an inventor.
You know I have a very bad reputation, and I like to sue people.
My editor said that, to be careful about what I write. You gonna let me in?
You don't need to see, Hedy.
Oh, you want to talk through the door?
I'd like to open the door. I'm sure you're a good-looking boy, but you'll be safer. I got a reputation with men. But you'll know that if you read my autobiography.
I can look after myself.
No, I'm going to do that. So you stay where you are.
Okay. Do it through the door. Just listen to your voice.
Yeah. Do it like I'm on the radio.
Okay. Radio signals. Big part of your fame now.
Radio signals. Like spirits through the ether. My father, he used to say that back in Vienna. Or thieves through the night, just as all reporters are thieves. In fact, all writers are thieves, stealing stories from people's lives.
You got a point there, Miss Lamar.
Hedy Lamar gave the word a lot of stories. Drafty ones. Yeah, stories with holes. That's the life of Hedy Lamar. I mean, I pick scripts all the time with holes in them. Never knew what made a good story.
But you had your successes.
Yeah, I had my successes, my flops. I had my ups, my downs, my marriages, my divorces, my highs, my lows.
Your biggest hit was Cecil B. DeMille's Samson and Delilah. What was your worst moment?
Say, your voice sounds familiar. Like an officer of the law who has been in my brain since he arrested me.
Yeah, that was terrible, the way they treated you. That your worst moment?
I go over in my head what I said, what I didn't say, what I should have said. The shame of it. Once Hedy might have played a part like that in a film, like that wharf rat I played in Strange Woman. Yeah, life just caught up with her.
Can you stop there, madam?
How can I help you, sir? Do you recognize me?
You've left the store with items you didn't pay for.
There must be some mistake.
Let me see into your bag, please.
I can pay for them now. Do you know who I am, officer?
A shoplifter.
Look more closely.
Hedy Lamar, it says here.
Yeah, but my real name is Hedwig Eva Maria Kiesler.
Okay. But you go by Hedy Lamar. Your driver's license says so. Now, I gotta interview you about the incident, about the items you stole.
I needed something for my constipation. Even screen divas get constipated.
Yeah, right.
Do I shock you, officer?
In this job, you get to see all sorts.
I'm a washed-up diva. beauty, it doesn't last. I knew that, but you use what you got when you got it. Once more. Once more. Once more.
Lady, you not feeling well?
No, officer, I'm just quoting from one of my films. It was called Ecstasy. Quite notorious for my orgasm scene.
Lady, you're hopping all over the place.
You think I'm deranged?
No, confused maybe.
Can I use that in the court of law as my excuse?
No. No.
Hedvig, where are you?
I'm under here with Luli.
What are you doing under your father's desk, child?
Luli is acting a big part, and I was helping her.
Ah, well, you can tell Luli that acting is not for her. No decent child ever wants to become an actress.
Luli is a doll, not a child, Mama.
Hedwig, come out from under there. It is time for your piano lesson. Actresses, they are all bad women. Bad, bad women.
Ich bin die Sünde. Persönlich.
My parents were dead set against me acting. But then Max Reinhardt gave me my first real break in Berlin. I was beautiful, I was available, I had men, lots of them, and I got myself quite a reputation with ecstasy. Ekstase in German, directed by Gustav Machatti, an art house film. Boring for many, but it had nudity in it. You seen it?
Yes, I saw it.
In those days in Germany, in Austria, there was a cult of the nude body.
Hedwig, yeah, it is important that we understand how this girl, enjoys her freedom from the restrictions of her marriage, yeah? How she enjoys nature, her physical body, how she's prepared to open herself for her lover, how she revels in the delight he brings her, in the satisfaction of her dreams, the desires she has. That's it. That's it, Hedwig. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes, yes, Hedwig.
Lady, could you stop doing that?
I became notorious. Shamed my parents, of course.
Oh, yeah?
I was a woman of great confidence, officer. In my looks, in my body. But you gave me the once-over already. I saw that. You married, officer?
Yeah.
Pity.
Yeah, right.
You don't go for older women, officer. Is that how it is?
Hey, I get to ask the questions here, not you, lady.
I like a man with a gun. Or a man that makes lots of guns. I got history with weapons.
Yeah?
I was married to a man who was in the arms business. Fritz Mandel. But he kept me, well, locked up in his castle. Schloss Schwartau. He made me give up acting. He bought up all the copies of my scandalous film and destroyed them. Well, as many as he could find. But he didn't manage to make it disappear. You never saw it?
No, lady.
Pity. My husband, Fritz, he talked to his old friend Mussolini to stop the film getting a prize at the Venice Film Festival. So the prize went to Man of Erin instead, some film about an island off Ireland. My Fritz had money, lots of it. He was the munitions king of Austria, and there was a lot of interest in munitions all over Europe then. Boys will be boys. What kind of gun do you carry, officer?
That's none of your business, lady.
Sorry, officer. You're the one that asks the questions. Yeah, he brought me, his trophy, around all the spots in Europe where the idle rich played.
Darling Hedwig, you must understand how men are. They are all predators. If I have something, the next man will want it. He will set himself up in competition to me, and he will not rest until he has taken what I have from me, and can look down at me in the gutter from the heights of his tower. A man with a beautiful woman on his arm must always be on his guard and be prepared to use his full arsenal in defense of his cherished woman. It has ever been thus. That is what the Garden of Eden story teaches us.
Should I be afraid of you, Fritz, darling?
No, I am speaking only in metaphors. I value your mind, Hedwig.
My mind, Fritz? Do I have one?
If you show you have a mind, you will repel men.
Is that what I should do, darling?
I know men. I know what makes them tick. Dumb, weak flesh is what they desire most of all.
You want me to be intelligent, Fritz?
With other men.
With you? You want me to be dumb, weak flesh?
He was an interesting case, my Fritz. He brought me to his meetings. I had ears, a brain in my skull. It was between the wars. Everyone was interested in weapons technology. And my husband threw lavish parties. And I, as a 19-year-old, was impressed. And at those parties I met Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini and every other Tom, Dick and Harry who was important.
You met Adolf Hitler?
Yes, a dreadful little man. He kissed my hand, but he had his ideas. You impressed now, officer?
I don't know, lady.
War was never too far away from people's minds, from their dreams, their nightmares.
Miss Lamour, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You get all that?
I've been writing fast, just sorry I didn't bring a tape recorder.
I wanted to confess everything to that officer, but he was only interested in my petty crime, and I wanted to tell him all about the crime of life. I was sitting there with him, and my head was spinning, all the past and all of the future going round and round like in a washing machine, and I am sure that I even saw this moment. The old hag, Hedy, talking through a door to a reporter. Escape. That is what life is full of. Escapes. You get trapped. Then you gotta find the escape route. Just as well my husbands didn't hear that before they married me. All six of them.
What I want to know about is how you came to be an inventor as well as being a screen diva.
It all had to do with the war. How could I not take an interest? I was one of the uprooted. That is something that is hard to explain. My world in Europe, in Austria, in Vienna had been effaced. I was a Jewish exile who had to try so hard to be an American, shedding my past, but also bringing something exotic. That was my secret. Hedwig Kiesler became Hedy Lamarr, screen diva. I had to hide my Jewishness. That might surprise you, young man, but the world was different then. Jews were discriminated against. There were lots of places a Jew couldn't go to then. But I have never forgotten what I was, what I escaped from. How could I, as one of the lucky ones? And all the Jews lived in fear of that call at the door. I don't tell people about my Jewish background. It is a secret. No one knows. Will you keep it a secret, officer?
It don't matter to me. Won't get you off any lighter.
Pity.
Religion doesn't enter into it.
I learned not to act Jewish. You think I can act, officer?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, officer, for your wonderful review.
You're welcome.
I battled that one all my life. Can Hedy Lamarr act? The jury is still out, I guess. And the camera doesn't lie, that nosy old whore. But I knew I had to get out of Vienna. Escape, if I was to act ever again. If I was to survive.
Make anyone think to leave them, but with no fear,
Miss Lamar, you still there?
Yes, 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 yes.
So, you wanted to help out with the war effort.
Yeah, but I needed help for what I was working on.
In your autobiography, you didn't mention your invention or George Antheil.
Composers in Hollywood, they are the last men. Get brought in at the last minute to do a rush job, sometimes to save the movie.
Did you know of George Antheil's music?
I knew he did film scores. I didn't know about the stuff he did in Europe. I didn't know him then. Only met him in Hollywood.
Lady, I don't need to know about music.
You just got to jam me, officer.
I don't know what you mean, lady.
It is nothing dirty, officer. Frequency hopping. You know what that is?
No, lady, I don't.
I just wish it could do something about constipation, officer. You ever suffer from it?
Lady, this is embarrassing for me.
I can see that. I must say I find it attractive when a man goes red in the face. It shows he's got feelings, that he's sensitive. My Fritz, I don't think he ever went red in the face in his life, not even when we were having sex. But I am exaggerating. My Fritz, he kept me under lock and key, but I couldn't stand it, and I had to escape. I was Jewish. I could see what was coming. My escape was like something out of a film. I dressed up in one of my maid's uniforms and slipped out the servant's entrance. Went to the station, doing my best to cover my face. All I had with me were my jewels. It was exciting. I was escaping to freedom. Ah, the escape to freedom, to loneliness. But I didn't know that then, for that is what it means to be uprooted.
And that constant threat, this country is at war with Germany.
Freedom. And where would that take me, officer? To a jail cell now? And what of the future? I will become a recluse, I expect. That is what happens to us screen divas when we age, unless we commit suicide, as many do before reaching 40. For those that survive, always reporters lurking behind bushes with a camera to catch our demise. The once beautiful Hedy Lamarr, formerly feted as the most beautiful woman in the world, now haggard and ugly. You think I am still attractive, officer?
You got beautiful eyes, lady. I can see that.
Thank you, officer. You have just made my day.
I still gotta do this, lady.
Yes, I know, officer. You got a job to do. But can't you call me Hedy? Everyone else does, including myself. Once I used to be Hedvig Kiesler, until I got my freedom. Hedvig Kiesler. That is no name for a movie star, Mr. Louis B. Mayer said to me on the boat that took me to America in 1938. Hedy Lamarr. Louis B. Mayer came up with that for me. Sounded French, sexy, maybe even rude. The name was taken from some tragic actress, Barbara Lamarr, who went before me, killed herself or something. You ever heard of Mr. Louis B. Mayer, officer?
Can't say I have.
Head of MGM Studios, most powerful man in the movie business then. He made me. He made Hedy. She was to have an exotic allure. There was to be nothing German or Jewish about me. A sexy, senseless siren was what I was to be. In Europe, take Einstein, a great mind, but also a musician. We saw no great divide between the arts and science. Hollywood, the world of the silver screen, it wanted surface, allure, it liked gossip, and wouldn't entertain that a woman might have knowledge about torpedo technology. You know how a torpedo is guided, officer?
Can't say I do, lady.
Yes, that is what I want to know about. You, your invention. You've become relevant again because of it.
Relevant? That is a funny thing for anyone to say about Hedy Lamarr. She is relevant. The once most beautiful woman in the world is relevant. How about that? Maybe Mr. DeMille will come calling again. Did you see me as Delilah, officer?
I am not an officer, Miss Lamarr. I'm the reporter.
Yes, of course. I get confused. All men, you all sound the same to me now, in my memory. Maybe you were all alike anyway. Yes, screwing, tits, legs, ass, that's men. Oh, and one other thing, needing to be mothered. Now, what was I asking you?
If I saw you as Delilah. Yes, I have seen the film. I have seen quite a few of your films.
That's a good boy. How old are you, son?
24.
Ah, to be 24 again. But I am working on an invention for that, though I fear I will not have it ready in time to prevent my demise.
Are you, Miss Lamarr?
Son, don't write that. It was a joke.
Yes, I have heard you have a sense of humor.
There is nothing I like more than a joke. I like laughing. I really do. Hedy was a screen siren, officer. The most beautiful woman in the world. That's what they all called her for a while. The most beautiful woman in the world. But I had other ideas, officer. Because when the war broke out, I didn't just want to help entertain the troops, which I did. I also wanted to make a contribution to the war effort, and I had experience with weapons, officer.
Yeah, right. Your first husband.
It is one thing to shoot a bullet from a gun, or fire a shell from an artillery gun or a tank. The man aims as best he can with mechanical aids in advance of pulling the trigger. But the future is in precision, in being able to guide a large weapon to a precise location. We need a technology that can remotely steer the torpedo or rocket, and I believe it is in the field of radio technology that the solution...
I knew that in Europe there were heads bent over drawing boards working on these kinds of solutions, and we didn't have this kind of thing in America. So I thought, Hedwig Kiesler will come up with the answers to save the lives of our American boys and win the war against Adolf Hitler, and in that way, save the lives of her Jewish people. And so I got some books, and I started to think, but I found I couldn't work so well on my own. Do you believe in chance, officer?
I'm not the police officer, Miss Lamarr.
No, you're the reporter outside the door. Have you got a name, son?
Stuart James.
Okay if I call you Stu for short?
Of course, Stu is fine.
Knowing your name will help me keep my bearings. So, Stu, do you believe in chance?
I don't know, Miss Lamarr.
Well, I had a problem with my glands, so I heard through some friends of mine about this George Antheil, and they gave me the stuff he wrote for Esquire magazine about them.
George Antheil says in his book he wrote the articles to try and find a method for a man to see whether a woman will agree to sex or not, and to make money.
Yes, George was almost a con man. He was funny, full of such boyish enthusiasm all the time. He was very proud of his time in Paris. He knew the composer Schoenberg, the surrealists, rubbed shoulders with anyone and everyone. Ezra Pound, Ernest Hemingway, James Joyce, or George could rattle off the names. He would tire me out with his tales of Paris. But all that was over. We met at my friend's for dinner. And all he talked about were my breasts. They were too small, thought George.
Then he bamboozled me with all this stuff about pituitary glands and lacy glands, and I knew he was a dilettante, just making it up as he went along. Then we got talking about the war and how I was working on an idea for torpedoes, and he got interested. So I invited him over to my place for dinner.
Hello, Miss Lamar.
You can call me Hedy George.
Hedy George?
I like a man who is a musician, but also has an interest in science, George.
Just an amateur, Hedy. I've been thinking about your glands.
My breasts, you mean?
Those as well.
And what have you to tell me about my glands, George?
I have to say, Hedy, it's hard to think about your glands. I'm too dazzled.
Then look at my face.
Well, that is the problem, Hedy. I don't know where to look. Like I said, your breasts, they're too small. Your face, it's too beautiful.
But I got a proposition for you, George, so get used to it.
I'll do my best, Hedy.
Well, George, then let me get down to brass tacks and leave my glands and my breasts out of the equation. I want to do my bit for the war, and like I told you, I got this idea about torpedoes. Officer, most technological development is driven by the need to create stronger and better weapons.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And these days, better means smarter. From my time with Fritz, I knew they were using radio signals. But the problem is you can jam a radio signal easy. Stop the weapon reaching its target.
I have people working on this, gentlemen. The company that comes up with the best solution will profit greatly from the war everyone believes is inevitable. Warfare will no longer be fought in the trenches, but in the air, over the airwaves.
Fritz, why do you think war is inevitable?
Gentlemen, please excuse my wife's ignorance. Hedy, darling, because there have always been wars, there will always be wars. And that is why people like me are in this business. There will always be ready customers.
That is very deterministic of you, Fritz.
Realistic, darling. Just realistic.
But Fritz, have you heard the things this Adolf Hitler has been saying? The things he has been doing? You too are Jewish, Fritz. You sure he won't turn your weapons back on you? That is quite an infernal racket, George.
I wanted it to be even more infernal. Strauss existed before the machine took over the world, Hedy. He wouldn't have written such pretty music if he'd lived to see our modern steelworks, our modern wars. That is what us modern composers must pit ourselves against. I was brought up in New Jersey. There in its industrial plants, you see the modern world in all its force and power. The machine. I wanted to make music to rival the machine.
Oh, George, how fascinating.
What I wanted was to be able to build a wall of music. So I had to have as many instruments thrumming and drumming away all at the same time. Tens, hundreds, thousands even. Imagine if I could place an instrument on the corner of every block in New York and then control them. Imagine that, competing with the noise of the city, underscoring it, overriding it.
You do have such wild ideas, George.
One day I might just do that. Imagine it!
Yes, George, that is very fascinating, but can we get back to my idea?
Yes, of course. You see what I've done here, Hedy? I've used a roll with perforations, and it activates the piano keys, and that is how the music plays. I've done this with many different instruments at the same time. Trigger them simultaneously.
That would make quite a racket, George.
You should hear it with dozens of pianos and other instruments playing at the same time.
My ears can't wait, George.
You would like it, Hedy. I know you would. I know you would. You're a modern woman. You've Europe hanging out of you. It's there that they appreciate me. There I have my influence on the avant-garde. There I set music moving to a new beat.
I'm sure you did, George. But do you think this is something we can use?
I knew them all. Schoenberg, Stravinsky, and the writers like Pound, Joyce, Breton.
George!
Yes, Hedy. It's just that I do miss those times. Now see, it's like a code. Let's say there are 88 perforation combinations and sequences. That triggers 88 chords. Piano playing without the piano player. Okay, so what you want to do is send a signal from a transmitter to a torpedo, say. But you don't want anyone to be able to jam it. So, let's say the signal changes, like with my rope.
Maybe you got something there, George. A mix of art and science.
Real avant-garde, Hedy.
Was it that simple?
Nothing is simple in life, Stu, except the telling of it. But yeah, I guess those moments when you figure something out, they come out of the blue. Intuition or something like that. You have a problem in life, you look at it, and you got to figure out a solution. I'm old, I got problems getting in and out of the bath. I'm working on a design for a device for that. It keeps my mind young. Where I got that from? Not my father, though I loved him. My mother, she was cultural. No, I got it from my people. In Vienna, in Berlin, my people were involved in every area of science and music and the arts. It was like a womb of creativity.
That's all very interesting, lady, but I still gotta book you for shoplifting.
Officer, the last time I got done for shoplifting, I had to do a press conference. The shame. You gotta think of that.
No, lady. You gotta think of that when you're stealing the items.
Officer, have you ever had severe constipation?
Lady, I'm not answering that.
It doesn't just block your passages, it blocks your mind. And the reporters, they'll be like vultures. It'll be all over the press. The one-time most beautiful woman in the world, who made films such as Algiers, White Cargo, The Strange Woman, Samson and Delilah, is now a washed-up petty thief.
And now we can see the beautiful Hedy Lamarr in a revealing black gown walk the red carpet with her husband, John Loder.
John Loder, one of my six husbands. Lowe was his real name. Decent actor, and a soldier in his time, too, told me about his time in Ireland, beside his father, a general in the British Army, accepting the surrender from the leader of the rebels in whatever year it was, in the First World War, 1915 or 1916. Pierce was the man's name. Went to his death, a firing squad. It didn't rub off on John, a quiet sort of man. But I am hard on my husbands, on men. But you probably know that, Stu.
Six marriages is quite a few.
Marriage is an act of convenience. But for what convenience, I am not sure yet.
You are very funny, Miss Lamarr.
If you cannot have a laugh in life, then what is it for?
I must remember that.
You will be finding it difficult to follow me, son. I am hopping all over the place.
I'm able to follow you. Frequency hopping.
Yes. George, he was so enthusiastic about our invention. And we patented it and brought it to the military.
Well, we are honored, Miss Lamarr, that you should devote your time to try to help our boys as they try to defeat the evil Nazi Empire. Hard to believe that such a beautiful Hollywood actress as yourself is an inventor. The press will love this, huh? They'll really love this.
We hope the Navy will as well, General. George has some models and some drawings.
Well, we're all ears, Miss Lamarr. And eyes.
Well, General, the idea is for a weapons guidance system using radio signals.
Radio signals, huh?
Now, if a single frequency is used, it will be very easy to jam it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have been working on, and I know others in Europe are working on similar ideas, is a frequency hopping device. It is really very simple.
Frequency hopping, huh? I see. Fascinating, Miss Lamarr. You know, I do love your films. And your idea, well, what say we'll take it to our engineers and see what they think?
If we could just explain, General.
Yeah, go right ahead.
We have drawings, diagrams, and written explanations here.
Sure.
What we are going to use are records like those used in piano players, which are long rolls of paper with perforations variously positioned in a plurality of longitudinal rows along the records.
Longitudinal rows. Piano rolls. Ingenious.
In a conventional player piano record, there may be 88 rows of perforations. And if we used a similar system, such a record would permit the use of 88 different carrier frequencies. They can be made longer or slowed down, so they will last long enough to steer a torpedo.
Torpedoes, 88 different frequencies. Fascinating, Miss Lamar.
But let us talk about a torpedo.
Yes, let us, Miss Lamar.
A torpedo can be steered using our invention from a mothership. And its course changed from time to time to make sure it strikes the target. Mm-hmm. The torpedo may be followed from the mothership or followed by an observer in an airplane which can communicate with the mothership. Or it can be steered directly from the plane if it is equipped with the necessary synchronous transmitting equipment.
Synchronous transmitting equipment. I see, Miss Lamar. Fascinating. Fascinating, Miss Lamar. Miss Lamar. Miss Lamar. Miss Lamar. Miss Lamar. Miss Lamar.
But all they saw was the actress, the most beautiful woman in the world at the time. In George, they saw the notorious avant-garde composer, now penniless.
Lady, I can see you did your bit during the war, but that is a long time ago.
Patent number 2292387. You can check it out.
You got a husband we can contact for you?
A husband? Hey, officer, I hop from one to the next with increased frequency.
Look, lady, I gotta do this. If I don't know what I'm gonna say to the store. So, what did happen with your invention, Miss Lamar?
Oh, they didn't use it. I hear they use it now when they don't have to pay. The patent has expired. Used the technology in their ships at the Bay of Pigs in Cuba. Didn't fire, but they were ready. That piano record ready to roll.
Miss Lamar, are you still there?
Yes, Stu. For a second there, I thought I was imagining you were there.
No, Miss Lamar, I am here.
What do you want?
Well, like I said, to interview the real Hedy Lamar, the one behind the screen diva.
No, that is not what I mean. I mean in life, out of life.
I don't know. To make a difference, to bring knowledge, to bring pleasure to people with what I write. And you, Miss Lamar?
I'm still working on that. Hedy was a project, one with a time limit on her. The script always said she would go into decline. Her looks would vanish, the parts would dry up. She would retire, make a comeback or two, then become a recluse, or kill herself. But Hedy Kiesler didn't escape from her husband from Europe to do that. Though she didn't read the parts carefully enough about the gut-wrenching life as a recluse, the rabid interest of the reporters in her every failing, her struggles with money, with loneliness, her fear of getting old, the botched plastic surgery, and her memory of those golden years in Vienna before she was uprooted. That was small comfort against the knowledge that her world had been erased, exterminated, the world of her people, along with the people. What did they care about that, those reporters? George, don't be too upset.
But I am. They're fools. Unworkable because it's too bulky? Look at clocks. Look at watches. We can tool it at any miniature level. They're idiots, and they'll lose this war if they're not careful, Hedy.
George, don't say things like that.
One day they will realize what fools they've been. And now?
There are other inventions, other film parts.
Hedy, how can you be so calm about it?
In my films, I play opposite male characters, and if the writers are accurate, they are not so smart, not so brave. So it comes as no surprise that we have been stonewalled.
But Hedy.
George! Officer, you are really handsome.
Lady, that won't work on me. We're done. I gotta book you now.
Officer, tell no one Hedy Lamar was Jewish. It's a secret. That's the one thing I ask you.
Okay, Miss Lamar. I'll keep your secret.
Hedwig Kiesler escaped in time, became Hedy Lamar,
and this Hedy Lamarr denied her people. If she'd stayed, what would have happened? But she was fortunate enough to leave. And then, what else could she do?
2 days after VE Day, and here we go again in Piccadilly.
German concentration camps. Dead. And the living dead. Once they were busy, happy.
So, Hedy continued with her career. Hedy Lamarr, the screen diva with a touch of sexual mystique.
But I'd like to know how you feel about being honored for your inventing. You've received honors from Lockheed here and a medal from Austria, the Victor Kaplan, for your inventions.
And do you understand why, Stu?
Well, yes. Your spread-spectrum technology is used in Wi-Fi and also in mobile phone and Bluetooth technology.
But do you understand the science behind it?
I think so.
That's good. You've done your homework.
And the Canadian company Wiland has bought a big share in your patent. I've talked to them.
I don't know why they did. The patent had expired, but I expect they were just covering their ass and wanted to use mine on their publicity. I don't mind, because a nice ass it was, as you know if you have seen Extase.
Yes, Miss Lamarr.
Please call me Hedy, Stu.
Yes, Hedy.
And did you like my breasts?
Yes.
That's a good boy. It's too late for another close-up, Mr. DeMille. Stu, you know, I have been waiting for you for some time. I feel I already saw you many years ago. But maybe it is because now all you men seem like the one man rolled into one with the same voice. Are you real, Stu?
Yes, Hedy.
When you have lived with the movies like I have, Stu, you see everything as a script. And sometimes I feel I am in a science fiction movie with time travel, where every man is really just the same man. And then I wake up for a moment and I realize I am a character who is playing a mad woman in an asylum. And then I realize I am not an actress at all, that I am in the asylum for real. But there are holes everywhere, in every story, in every script, all drafty. Hedy? 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 Don't look in the mirror, you will frighten yourself. George, where are you? We tried. We won in the end. Too late. Turn that piano roll. Never stay too long anywhere. Never did, or with anyone. That's my roll, round and round and into the Vienna woods. A child, a beautiful child, clutching her favorite doll, Luli, must carry her beauty like a mask. But the mask grows old, and it cannot be shed. The mask puts down deep roots. That is the problem, like the ancient tree. The person who invents the potion that can feed youth into those roots, distancing the mask from the woman once more, that person will be truly famous. But now, where am I? On the carousel. To where? Death? I am not afraid to die, Stew. I never understood death, so how can I fear it? Stew, are you there? Were you ever there, Stew? Or have I just scripted you? invented you. You, the whole in this story. You my ghost, Stu? Officer, you never told me your name. It is one of the cruel tricks of the mind. I have played out a love affair we might have had. Or did we have it? No, certainly not. Shame has deep roots. Maybe that is why I remember you so well. Am I free? At long last. Free. To be lonely. Well, now I'm ecstatic. At long last. And George, where are you now? George, are you dead? Yes, I expect you must be. General, you were a fool to have turned down the invention of Hedy Lamarr, Marquis et al. U.S. Patent Number 2292387. Hedy Lamarr, screen siren, inventor, and orgasm specialist. But what is next for Hedy Lamarr?